Space story now. Four space shuttles, more than a little bit used, headed to a museum near you. Joining us now is Valerie Neal, curator of space history at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum, on the line from Washington, D.C. Valerie, good morning.
And good morning to you, John. Are New Yorkers happy this morning?
Absolutely. We got the Enterprise for the Intrepid.
You should be thrilled. Enterprise is a great ship with a unique story, unlike any other shuttle. It's a great acquisition for New York.
You're a great spinner there, Valerie Neal. It's the only one that didn't go into space, so it's kind of like the low-grade shuttle.
But it's the one who introduced the space shuttle era, and it is much beloved by the public.
That's the spirit.
I wouldn't call it a low-grade at all.
That's the spirit. Well, what did you get for your own? What did you get for your own museum there in Washington?
Well, we received Discovery, which we consider to be the champion of the shuttle fleet, having flown the most and being the oldest in the fleet. So we are thrilled about that. We have loved Enterprise. We've taken good care of her. We're going to miss her, but we're thrilled to get Discovery.
And Endeavor goes to the California Science Center in Los Angeles, and Atlantis will go to Florida at the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex. How was the, first of all, how many applicants did you receive for museums that wanted a space shuttle, and how did you decide?
Well, we didn't receive any applicants. The NASA handled
right.
the entire selection process. And so you'd need to talk to them. But I heard through the media that they had received about 20 serious applications, and they evaluated them on a variety of factors, including the demographics of the area, the potential visitation, the professionalism of the facility, the prospects for long-term care and stability of the institution requesting.
I mean, you got high marks on all those, Valerie Neal, there at
Air
and Space.
Well, I think we did, but obviously the Intrepid did also.
Now you're going to tear open the bottom of it so everybody can, like, get on and walk up and use the robot arm and, you know use the controls.
In your dreams.
In my dreams? Really?
In people's dreams, yes. That may happen elsewhere, but at the Smithsonian, you know, we treat these really as treasures, so it will be hands-off, but we will find other ways to make it accessible to people.
So really, so that's the Smithsonian's brief. You can't actually mess around with it, do like what they do in the Chicago Museum of Science and Industry, where they take it apart and allow people to wander through it.
Not ordinarily with a national treasure. We do that virtually. We have some tricks up our sleeve to enable you to enter inside virtually. But remember, we're preserving this for all
right.
eternity.
Well, Valerie,
and there's hardly anything more destructive to an artifact, believe it or not, than the body oils and grit on our fingertips.
Oh, man, there's a tantalizing thought for the morning. Valerie Neal, you're going to have to re-glue all those fabulous tiles, right, to keep them from getting ripped off.
We are going to take it as last flown. So if it comes with a dinged tile, that is fine with us.
All right, listen to Valerie Neal. Boy, does she sound happy, curator of the Space History Division at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum, future home of, what are you, you got Discovery?
We have Discovery, and I have to tell you, Enterprise is in perfect condition.
Enterprise in perfect condition, coming to New York, and Atlantis will be in Florida, and Endeavor will go to Los Angeles. Thanks so much, Valerie.
Certainly.